Wir sind SBS German. Weitere Inhalte finden Sie auf sbs.com.au/German.
Liebe SBS-Hörer, hier ist Katharina Löscher aus Brisbane. Heute bin ich zurück in dem wunderschönen Buchladen im Stadtteil New Farm, aus dem ich vor ein paar Wochen bereits berichtet habe. Denn heute feiern wir Geburtstag, den ersten, um genau zu sein. Und erste Geburtstage sind immer etwas ganz Besonderes, wie auch Gratulant Adrian Trinner, Brisbanes Bürgermeister, weiß.
It's a first birthday, and having four kids, I know what a first birthday is like. They're always very excited about what is happening, but they're not really sure what is going on at the same time. So they know there's a great sense of achievement and excitement, but they're not also sure what the future holds. But there's always a sense of optimism. So congratulations on the milestone of the first birthday. And this is the first of many, many, I have no doubt.
Einen Buchladen mitten in einer Pandemie zu eröffnen, hält Schrinner angesichts des wachsenden Trends zum Online-Shopping für mutig. Das sei aber genau der Mut, den es gerade in der Buchbranche dringend brauche.
You will never be able to replace the feel and the importance of a physical bookstore. I have no doubt about that. One of the most important things about books is you have to look at what happens when books are taken away or restricted in a particular city. And one of the most important and alarming signs in any community or any city is when people start destroying books or restricting access to books. And if that is an alarming sign for a city, then it shows how important books are.
Als Sohn eines deutschen Einwanderers wünschte Schrinner sich, er hätte als Kind die Sprache gelernt.
I didn't have the opportunity to read these books and to learn German. So my dad originally came from Germany, but his view very clearly, and it was the view of many people at the time, was you just need to be an Australian. You just need to fit in. You don't need to know German, so we're not going to teach you German. And so I have wonderful parents, but there's only one gripe that I've ever had with my parents, and that is that I wasn't able to learn German at a young age. It's always harder to learn a language when you're older. It's one of those things on my bucket list always to learn to speak German fluently, but I wish that I had this opportunity. And I'm so pleased that there are children in the city of Brisbane that now have this opportunity, which is so important.
Ivan Bookshop ist Queenslands erste mehrsprachige Kinderbuchhandlung, gegründet von Tina und Iman, die vor 2 Jahren aus dem Iran nach Australien ausgewandert waren.
But we decided to write our own chapter, and that was the beginning of the idea of Ivan. Ivan is not merely a bookshop. To us, Ivan is that safe place we need to set our minds free and create. I will always like to consider myself a mother, for this is the strongest feeling in the world that urges me to look and move forward. As a mother, I am deeply sensitive toward the future of our children. Our children deserve to experience the best of life as once we did. And this wouldn't be applicable unless they are exposed to good books early in childhood. Reading is the key word. Ivan belongs to a family without any social, educational, ethnical, and racial restrictions. As a mother, I would like to welcome you all to the big family of Ivan, where we can celebrate our differences together.
Auch Professor Michael Rosemann, der Honorarkonsul für Deutschland in Brisbane, gratuliert zum Geburtstag.
I get quite sentimental. I mean, the books I read when I was a child, and books bring out memories from when someone read them to you, when you read them, and now being father myself, when you read them to your kids. Books are inheritance. Books are something that pass on from generation to generation. And so what you do is something that is, of course, timeless and helps us with protection of what matters to all of us. The other one is education, of course, yeah? So looking at our German teachers here, our kids need to be inspired. And learning languages is so beautiful. It probably doesn't even matter what language you learn. But studies have shown that those who speak more than one language expand their memory, yeah? And people claim that when they speak more than one language, they see alternatives. Yeah, there's a tisch, there's a tableau, there's a table. And the same thing has got 3, 4, 5 different meanings. And they coexist. And it helps us in the future when alternatives emerge as opposed to having one world view. And the more we have alternatives, the more we have diversity, that's to be celebrated. So I think what you do here is also create future innovators by offering them different languages.
Für Bürgermeister Adrian Trinner hat Professor Rosemann aus erster Hand noch einen Tipp parat, wie das mit dem Deutschlernen doch noch klappen könnte.
Just on a personal note, it would be wonderful to see our Lord Mayor picking up some German. And German is incredibly trivial. Yeah, unlike English, where you have silent letters, yeah, like your knee has a K that somewhat disappeared. And Germans have easy, yeah, it's knee, yeah, that's a very firm K. That's why sometimes German sounds very tough and very hard because everything is visible.
Yeah.
So it's very simple. If you want to say motor insurance, you just say Haftpflichtkraftversicherung. And it's nothing silent, it's got 36 letters, every letter can be pronounced clearly. So it's a pretty straightforward language.
In dem malerischen Cottage bietet Ivan einen ruhigen Rückzugsort an der belebten Brunswick Street und hilft den kleinsten Bewohnern Brisbanes, die Geschichten ihrer Heimatländer in ihrer Muttersprache zu erleben. Wie wichtig diese Erfahrung ist, weiß Chrissy Goldner, Leiterin des German Immersion Programms an der Kenmore State High School.
Es ist einfach so aufregend. Ich habe mir diese Bücher angeguckt und ich stehe da und ich fühle, und man kann fast das Buch riechen und man blättert von einer Seite zur anderen. Das ist genau, was wir mit unseren Schülern machen müssen. Kinder müssen die Sprache erfahren, sie müssen sie leben, sie müssen Bilder angucken können und nur so können sie die Sprache auch aufnehmen und leben. Und dieser kleine Buchladen ist ein Traum und ich glaube, es ist also vom Auge zur Hand, das Schreiben und das Lesen in einem richtigen Buch ist einfach unheimlich wichtig für die Sprachentwicklung unserer Kinder.
Neben Deutsch, Englisch, Persisch führt Ivan auch Bücher in Italienisch, Spanisch und Französisch. Herzlichen Glückwunsch zum einjährigen Bestehen. Katharina Lösche für Radio SBS German.
Liken, teilen und kommentieren Sie unsere Inhalte bei facebook.com/sbsgerman.